Selfish living is not your answer. And by selfish, I mean about yourself and your problems and your life. And all you're doing is digging up more flesh. Selfish living digs up more flesh and gets you into more trouble. What you need is a spiritual quest. This selfish living, all about yourself and your home and your life and your family. All you're doing is digging up more flesh. Selfish people continually dig up more flesh, ladies and gentlemen. They're always digging up their flesh, and I'm always hearing about their flesh. All you can dig up is flesh. You need a spiritual quest. You need to say, you know God? Without realizing it, I am on a carnal quest. That's all I dig up. I dig it up and I get myself into more trouble. I need a spiritual quest. I'm a spiritual person. I've been born of the Spirit. I belong to a spiritual family. I've got a spiritual quest. If I dig up that spiritual quest and dream that dream, this other stuff won't be relevant. It'll lose its power. I wrote this down. Keep yourself young in the Spirit. Keep yourself young in the Spirit. I mean, the Holy Ghost knows no age. Amen. Revisit your youthful days in the Lord. I believe that's the greatest way to do it. Revisit your youthful days in the Lord. That's why I've been having this series on Wednesday night I have. Your early experiences together with God. Revisit them. What a joy. How exciting. What scriptures movie. Revisit them because you've got to keep yourself young in the Spirit. You see, your spirit is always young, but if your mind gets old and your thoughts and your feelings and your desires and your body gets old and that's where you live and you're not on a spiritual quest, it'll wear you out in your spirit, man. And your spirit, man, will be tired and worn out and disgruntled and afraid and all this rubbish. You're mad. The devil is a liar. Say that with me. The devil is a liar. See, declare it done. Say, God in heaven, I'm young in my spirit. And as long as I'm young up here with a youthful quest that God has given me, I don't care how the other goes, it's not going to have power over me and I will do what I've been destined to do. I'm fighting the good fight of faith. Folks, when God even suggests, see, God has a problem with me. When he tells me something, as far as I'm concerned, it's done. And as I've explained to him, if you tell me something and it wasn't you, and I thought it was, you're in big trouble if you don't get me out of that quick.
Amen.
I always, to make sure I haven't lost my ever loving, I always say in all our ways acknowledge him. So I always give him the keys to the car. You know what I'm saying? So, but when God says something, hey, I believe it. I'm not a doubter. I say, okay, I believe that. That's mine now. I can't tell you how many houses he has given me that I've never owned. Some of you think I'm quite mad and actually pity me. I pity you. Because you've had one dream, your little dirt hole. And you've lived on that thing all your life and it's made you bored and you don't even dare admit how much you like to just put gasoline everywhere and burn the place up. The fact of the matter is, I pour gasoline and I burn all, you have no idea. I will do it. Well, one of these days, one of them is going to be the carrot I get to eat. I'm going to have carrot cake, too. It won't be carrot and beans. I'm putting Philadelphia cream cheese whipped with some stuff on icing sugar, and I'm going to have carrot cake. I stuck a lot in the oven that never came out. They all got burned. And, oh, didn't it hurt? My wife used to ask me, well, honey, it didn't hurt you. I said, hurt me? I laughed. I didn't get it. How could it hurt me? It's up here. Yeah. I believe God. So I missed it. I know God didn't. Thank God he didn't let it happen.
Exactly.
But some of you won't even let yourself think of clean, sparkly teeth. You're so in bondage to giving your life away to the devil.